McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's meditation is on courage. A scripture reference is from the Old Testament book of Joshua, the first chapter, verse 9. I will be reading from the NIV translation. Hear the word of the Lord. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The word of the Lord. Merriam-Webster defines courage as a mental or moral state to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. In the aforeread passage of Scripture, God has commanded us to do four important things. He says, even though you feel weak, be strong. Even though your knees are about to buckle, be encouraged. Stand firm, tall, flat-footed, and steadfast. During those times when you may be sweating bullets beneath your outer garments, or even when your teeth chatter from fear or anxiety or panic, do not be afraid. Do not lose hope nor faith and become discouraged. Why? Because the ever divine presence of the omnipresent God is with you everywhere you go. In the New Testament book of Acts, chapters 27 and 28, Paul speaks about his journey by sea to Caesarea, to Rome, as a prisoner. Can you imagine the degree of discouragement that Paul may have felt as a prisoner in chains? Can you imagine thoughts that he may have encountered or entertained about the ascendancy of Caesar in the light of his appeal? Paul spoke of the kindness of Julius at Sidon. He undoubtedly felt the love of God through Jesus Christ. From Sidon, the fierce winds forced the ship to Cyprus. I can imagine the fear experienced by the captain, the crew, and the passengers who were tossed about in a vessel at sea of which they had not much control. So they sailed across the open sea off the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia. They landed at Lycia, where they were transferred to another ship. They encountered numerous things. They encountered a fierce storm, endured many suspenses about what might become of them, survived a shipwreck, and went 14 days without food. Finally, Paul urged them to eat. But before eating, Paul gave thanks to God in their presence, and everyone ate. All of the men became encouraged. When daylight came, they saw that they had reached land, but they didn't know where they were. Once on land, they discovered that they were in a place called Malta. They were greeted kindly by the islanders, and Paul suffered a snake bite, which he survived, and the people thought he was a god, but rather from the time of his conversion, Paul was a man of God. And while in Malta, Paul learned of the illness of a chief official on the island, and he went to him and healed him. And when other sick persons heard about the healing, they went to be cured. And when they were ready to sail from the island, the islanders furnished them with the supplies that they needed. And so after 3 months of sailing, they reached Rome. In Scriptures in Acts, chapter 28, verses 14 through 16 reads thusly. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us And at the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. In our journey through life, we will experience many emotions as Paul, as read in the book of Acts, authored by Luke. We are reminded that our faith may be tested, but no matter what our circumstances, let us remember that God is good. May we always hold on to our faith because God will stand by his promises. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, let all who seek courage cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be forsaken. Psalms 55 and 22. Amen. The closing selection is entitled Courageous by Casting Crowns.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
On my knees we're living. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.